Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. The CDC is out with new guidance on what activities are safe to do after being fully vaccinated. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports about 23% of the adult population has received at least one dose of the vaccine.
The guidance gives the green light to people who are fully vaccinated to gather indoors with other fully vaccinated people without wearing masks or social distancing. People are considered fully vaccinated 2 weeks after receiving both shots, or for the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, 2 weeks after the single shot. And when it comes to gathering with people who have not been vaccinated, it's okay to do it without wearing a mask, as long as the people are at low risk of serious illness from the virus. For now, vaccinated people should continue to mask when they're in public, avoid crowds, and follow other precautions. As the science evolves, CDC officials say guidelines will be updated again. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.
In communities across the country, many local pharmacy owners are among those administering COVID-19 vaccinations. Local pharmacists have become vaccine providers by applying to state health officials in a federal program that last month began distributing vaccine to networks of independently owned pharmacies, as well as the big national chains. However, being a vaccine provider requires a big investment of time and paperwork, and for some, finding a location for a mass vaccination clinic. And there's little, if any, money to be made giving vaccinations. Owners, however, say it's important to help people stay safe. The White House is announcing that President Biden will make his first primetime national address Thursday. More from NPR's Mar Lyson.
Thursday is the first anniversary of the COVID shutdowns, and Biden has paid special attention to marking milestones, both grim and hopeful, during the pandemic. He held a ceremony to honor the 500,000 fatalities from COVID and the 50 million vaccines administered against it. Thursday is also the one-year anniversary of the World Health Organization declaring COVID-19 a pandemic. Biden will soon be signing his $1.9 trillion pandemic relief bill. Controlling the pandemic, getting the country vaccinated, and getting the economy back and running are the top priorities for the Biden administration. Without reaching those goals, the rest of Biden's ambitious agenda stands little chance of success. Mara Liasson, NPR News.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says fears the Biden administration's $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief measure will cause inflation to spike are misplaced. Yellen, in an interview with cable news channel MSNBC today, saying the bill, which includes $1,400 stimulus checks to millions of Americans, along with other assistance, will help move the country back towards full employment by next year. A bifurcated market on Wall Street today. The Dow was up 306 points to 31,802, but a different story for the Nasdaq. It fell 310 points today. The S&P 500 closed down 20 points. You're listening to NPR. Pope Francis says the risks of a high-profile trip to Iraq during the coronavirus pandemic were offset by the benefits. The pontiff saying he weighed that carefully before deciding to go ahead with the trip. Returning home today, he said he believed the four-day journey was worthwhile, despite concerns it could result in the spread of coronavirus infections in a country with a fragile health care system. The visit at times featured maskless Iraqis packed into churches to see the pontiff. The Biden administration is taking steps to undo a Trump-era change to protections for migratory birds. NPR's Nathan Rott has that story.
For more than 100 years, the Migratory Bird Treaty Act has prohibited the killing of certain bird species, whether on purpose or by accident. The Trump administration aimed to change that, making it only illegal to kill a migratory bird if the person or industry intentionally killed a species. Accidents like oil spills would no longer be punishable. The move was successfully challenged in court by wildlife groups. Now, the Biden administration says it's going to undo the rule change altogether. The move comes in the wake of a mass die-off of migratory birds in the southwest U.S. and research showing that North America has lost nearly a third of its birds in the last 50 years. Nathan Rott, NPR News.
Chicago's two Major League Baseball teams will be able to host a limited number of fans on opening day. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot saying capacity for the Cubs at Wrigley Field and the White Sox at Guaranteed Rate Field will be set at 20%. That's more than 8,000 fans in each case. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.